Today, I'm here to say something that has taken some courage. I know after listening to this, some of you might get angry with me. Well, I also get angry. And in the last few days, I have been angry many times. I got angry when the crowd killed a police officer a few days ago in Bulandshahr in Uttar Pradesh. It made me even more angry when the state chief minister finally expressed his concern it wasn't for the man who died in the line of his duty, but over the death of cows. I get angry to see political leaders giving provocative statements about another community on a TV channel. When someone during election says that it is a fight of Ali versus Bajrang Bali, I get angry. But I fear as well. I fear the newspaper headlines that tell me someone somewhere in the country got beaten up brutally by a mob due to false rumors. I'm scared. I'm scared, what if one day I become the victim of such mob? What if somebody close to me, my relatives, colleagues, friends, become a victim of bloodthirsty mob? I'm afraid. I fear. But it is not just me who gets angry or feels scared by such situations. In the country of 1.3 billion people, there are many who are afraid to lose their loved ones at the hands of such mobs. One of those people is a three-time National Award winner and one of the finest actors in the country, Nasiruddin Shah. He too felt scared and expressed it too.
Fikr hoti hai apni aulaad ke bare mein sochkar. Kyunki unka mazhab hi nahi hai. مذہبی تعلیم مجھے ملی تھی اور رتنا کو بہت کم ملی تھی لیکن مجھے تھوڑی زیادہ ملی تھی اس کو بالکل بھی نہیں ایک لبرل ہاؤس ہولڈ تھا اس کا اور ہم نے اپنے بچوں کو مذہبی تعلیم بالکل نہیں دی کیونکہ میرا یہ ماننا ہے کہ اچھائی اور برائی کا مذہب سے کچھ لینا دینا نہیں ہے اچھائی اور برائی کے بارے میں ضرور ان کو سکھایا جو ہمارے بلیفس ہیں دنیا کے بارے میں وہ ہم نے ان کو سکھائے قرآن شریف کی ایک آدھ آیت یاد ضرور کروائی کیونکہ میرا ماننا ہے کہ اس تلفظ سدھرتا ہے اس کے ریاض سے جس طرح سے ہندی کا تلفظ سدھرتا ہے رامائن یا مہابھارت پڑھ کے ان اٹس اوریجنل اور خوش قسمتی سے میں نے بچپن میں عربی قرآن شریف پڑھی تھی کئی آیتیں مجھے اب بھی یاد ہیں اس کی وجہ سے میرے خیال سے میرا تلفظ ہے تو فکر مجھے ہوتی ہے اپنے بچوں کے بارے میں کیونکہ کل کو انہیں کوئی اگر ایک بھیڑ نے گھیر لیا کہ تم ہندو ہو یا مسلمان تو ان کے پاس تو کوئی جواب ہی نہیں ہوگا اس بات کی فکر ہوتی ہے کیونکہ حالات جلدی سدھرتے تو مجھے نظر نہیں آ رہے ان باتوں سے مجھے ڈر نہیں لگتا غصہ آتا ہے اور میں چاہتا ہوں کہ ہر رائٹ تھنکنگ انسان کو غصہ آنا چاہیے ڈر نہیں لگنا چاہیے ہمیں ہمارا گھر ہے ہمیں کون نکال سکتے ہیں
I played this video over and over. What I see here is a fellow Indian concerned about deteriorating conditions in the country. He's scared and angry. But to those who go on distributing certificates on nationalism and patriotism on social media, Nasiruddin Shah's words concurred with that of a terrorist. Some called him anti-national, some called him a traitor, some called him a stooge of Congress, Award Vapsi Gang 2.0, some called him Islamic Jihadi. While someone to top it all suggested him to convert to Hinduism if he doesn't want to fear for his children, as if being Hindu licenses you to not get lynched. The social media was outraging, so why would mainstream media lag behind? Debates, discussions, leaders slamming Nasiruddin Shah, a controversy was built up over the statement. So many questions are being asked to Shah over his statement. What about it is being thrown at him? Had this enthusiasm to hold people accountable been shown in case of Bulandshahr violence, the two sons of the policeman killed wouldn't have been wondering today why the killers of his father still roam scot-free. Where do these leaders hide when we talk about lynchings and protection from crimes? Or maybe they want us to keep our mouths shut on these issues while they talk about everything but development. I fear that our leaders are refusing to pay heed to our fears.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.